All righty, let's get this train rolling. It's 10 a.m. This is the regularly noticed Commissioner's Court meeting for Upshur County, Texas for April 30, 2021. Everybody's here, so I'm going to declare that a quorum is present. We're going to start the meeting with an invocation by Commissioner Gene Dolly, and then following that, Commissioner Dustin Nicholson will lead us in the pledges.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful for your goodness and mercy today and all the many good things you have done for us and the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Father, we ask you to be with us today and help us, dear Lord, to make the decisions that will help and benefit the citizens of Upshur County. And Lord, we pray that you bless the United States of America and Texas. Help us, dear God, to work for you and live for you and do your will in all things. We pray and ask this in the lovely name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you both for that. I want to introduce a special guest that we have today, Ms. Gay Beard. She's with Congressman Pat Fallon's office and your office up in Texarkana.
I do. Thank you for having me this morning. I work in the district for Congressman Fallon, and I work out of our Texarkana office, but my territory covers 16 of our 18 counties, and so my job is to travel around as much as I possibly can. And one of Congressman Fallon's promises was that he would do a town hall in every county, so it's our goal to actually get the congressman here and do a town hall sometime this year.
Good deal. That would be good.
Yeah.
And Ms. Beard has some cards and stuff. Y'all want to meet her before she leaves here today, and we thank you for driving down here. Okay, I've got one person signed to speak up, Honorable Claudia Henson.
Judge, I just wanted to address the ESD when that got on the ESD meeting.
Let's do it.
You want me to address it now?
Yes.
Okay. I would just like to ask the Commissioner's Court to appoint me to the ESD Board, Emergency Services District Number 1, Upshur County. I served on that board for 6 years in the past, and I've got a background in fire and EMS, first responder. I have been in Upshur County for 51 years, and of that 51 years, I've served as first responders, both as constable, fireman, and EMS as well, and I feel like I've got a good background in that. Like I say, I served 6 years on the ESD board in the past, never missed a meeting when I was. I was instrumental in getting the standards that we use on the ESD, whereby for payment, submitting the bills, the standards for the departments themselves that are on the ESD, and some things that we could do for the community and for the ESD. And anyway, like I say, I would like the opportunity to serve again. I'm 75 years old today.
Okay.
And there's been some discussion in the past about how we would, seems like we can only get firemen to serve on the ESD in the past. But there's been some discussion about we need to have some people that are not firemen. And like I say, at 75 years old, my days, I think, are limited that I can actually physically serve as a fireman in Upshur County. And this would be an opportunity for me to continue to serve Upshur County as a emergency service district member. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And thank you for all the work you did and others on the census too, Claudia.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Okay, item 2, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, except for recording, the auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificate, state and county taxes summary, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, construction agreement between Roofing of Tyler, Texas and Upshur County, DIR contract number TSO 3415, Verizon Wireless Customer Agreement for the Constable of Precinct 1, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way permit request.
I make a motion that we accept 2A through F.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve items 2A through F. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote. Those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes 5-0. Okay, this is part of that. Okay, item 3, discuss and take action to approve use of the courthouse lawn and sidewalks for the Cherokee Rolls Festival beginning at 6 a.m. Saturday, May 15 through 10 a.m. Sunday, May 16, 2021 for setup and cleaning back up as well as the festivities. Ms. Nolan,
yes.
How are you? We're glad to have you today, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate and would ask for the court to approve us the use of the grounds of the courthouse, the sidewalks for the Cherokee Rose Festival that we're bringing back. We were not able to have it last year because, of course, COVID closures and such as that, but we did have it the 2 years prior, and we did use the courthouse at that time. So if it's good with you, we would love to be able to use it again. We're expecting a huge attendance. People are very excited about being able to get out with 100%, you know, activity right back in effect for Texas. And we are bigger and better and planning to get bigger and better every single year. And we appreciate your support. And I have some sheets that I'll put over here that kind of give you an overview of the Cherokee Rose Festival. And we have vendor information. Probably right now we have about 25 vendors. We're expecting about 35 once the rest of the vendors turn in. We'll have those on three sides of the square. We will not shut down one before, but we'll have Davis, we'll have Buffalo, and we'll have Simpson Street that will be shut down. And please come out. We'll have a big turtle race. We're going to have a business division this year that we're very excited about. The businesses in Gilmer are pumped. We'll get bragging rights for a year, so we're excited about that. We'll have a church division. We have all kinds of contests, and this is a way to kind of bring a lot of people to downtown Gilmer and help with our local businesses in the area. And just, you know, we're in conjunction this year with Lift Gilmer, so we're very excited about them coming on board to assist us with the Cherokee Rose Festival with outreach, and so we're excited.
Greg, you all good with this?
Yeah, we're going to have our guys do a cleanup of the square Monday, Wednesday, and Friday of each week until then. So,
who do I thank for the cleaning up for the last deal? Because y'all, whoever did a great job cleaning up, was that Liv Gilmer or the city or both?
Liv
or
Gilmer
what?
Provided the trash cans and myself and a couple of guys from our public works department and Patrick Conlon did all the trash picked up and everything that relates to those barrels and everything. I got to say, I got a lot more respect for trash people.
Yes.
That's
amazing. I appreciate whoever it is. I think it's a city man that's keeping the streets clean.
People coming to Gilmer, you know, first impressions are everything. And so we're focused on keeping the square clean of trash.
That is so awesome. And thank you, Ms. Nolan, for being civic-minded and getting involved. And
good, did I hear that right? He said he had a lot more respect for trashy people.
And
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take a motion on number three.
I'll make that motion for the Cherokee Rose Festival for the weekend of May 15th and 16th.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the use of the courthouse lawn and sidewalks for the Cherokee Rose Festival on Saturday and Sunday, May 15th and 16th, for the hours stated. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number four, discuss and take action to notify all utility companies that operate or conduct business inside Upshur County that if their utility lines are above 24 inches on the county right-of-ways, that the county will not be liable for any damages or losses occurring during the time of ditching county ditches, or stated another way, cleaning county ditches on any county right-of-way pursuant to Texas Utility Code, Section 251.156. Mr. Dolly?
Yes, sir.
Oh, was that yours?
That's mine.
Okay, Mr. Nicholson, I'm sorry.
This is actually brought up in another discussion topic, and I got with Mr. Jordan and Mr. Bird, Billy Bird, and this needs to be sent out to the companies that operate inside the county or any companies that do utility work in the county. And it's basically just notifying them that their lines are above the 24 inches that we're not responsible.
Do y'all want to, hold on. Do y'all want to vote that through?
I did a little research on this.
Hold on just a minute. Is this a voting item? Do y'all want to vote it through?
Sure.
It needs to be sent.
Okay.
For Mr. Bird, it needs
to be sent. All right, and I'll get back to you, Mr. Dolly.
I did a little research. In November 30th, 2010, this court adopted the rules and regulations for underground utility lines, and it shows that the high pressure line should be 48 inches below the ditch line. Also shows that the communications, water lines, underground power lines, and the cable television line should be at least 36 inches under the ditch. And I think we should also place this, what was adopted by the court in November the 30th, 2010, this should be sent to them to assure that the lines were deep enough that our road and bridge can properly clean the ditches without being in fear of having to pay for some of these damages that might be done for these lines that are not properly buried.
Mr. Womble?
This is just underground only, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
It's not sitting on top of the ground.
Y'all want me to write them a letter, tell them the action we took?
That's what Mr. Bird suggested. Yes, sir.
All right, I'll take a motion.
That's my motion.
Second.
Motion and a second that we advise the utility companies and communication companies and water companies that pursuant to 251.156 of the code and pursuant to the prior adoption by this court on November 30, 2010, that if any of their lines, water pipes, communication cables are not at these minimum depths, they're not going to be responsible if they become damaged or dug up when we're cleaning out ditches on our county roads. Any further discussion?
So, in other words, it's got to be at least 24 inches underground, correct?
Correct.
Below the ditch. Mr. Jordan.
To that, can you add that when we were doing any maintenance to the roads, if you stay just saying that we're ditching, if we're doing a culvert, we run any utility lines quite a bit too?
We can sure do that.
Or any county maintenance.
Yes, maintenance or ditching.
Was this because of the discussion that we had about the roads and the talk about cleaning out the ditches? Is this to facilitate that, to help with the roads? Because I had the feeling it was. Is this related to that?
I don't think it's directly tied to it. The deal is, if a bunch of gamers that's at home playing games instead of going to school get mad because I cut off their Nintendo or whatever War of the Worlds crap because Mr. Jordan's cleaning out ditches to do his job, that ain't on us. He may have to open a book. Mr. Jordan.
I
No, sir, this is because we have several companies in the county that have their lines well within our range, and then they want to send us bills, and I have a severe problem paying their bills if they're not within where they're supposed to be.
Are these contractors, or is this like E-Tex?
No, sir, this is E-Tex, this is AT&T, this is Verizon, this is everyone, water companies included.
All right.
Thank you.
Any, if there's no further discussion, let's vote. Those in favor of item five, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number six, discuss and take action to approve the Upstate.
Number five.
That was number four.
That's number four.
Okay, number four passes 5-0, correct?
Yes.
All right, number five, discuss and take action to approve adding a BOMAG reclaimer to the surplus list for auction. Mr. Jordan.
Yes, sir. We have a reclaimer that's a money pit, and I want to get rid of it. And I'd like to add it to the auction list.
I make a motion approving a BOMAG reclaimer to the auction list that we currently have.
Second.
Motion in 2 seconds to add the BOMAG reclaimer to the surplus list for auction. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Number six, discuss and take action to approve the Upstate County investment policy for 2020-2021. In y'all's package is our investment policy, and we just have to have a written policy to operate by. I've read it. Ms. Connie Williams has prepared it. Bottom line, and no great surprise here, our policy, I think, is best stated in number Roman numeral 3, all operating funds of Upstate County that are invested are invested by matching the maturity of investments with the liabilities. Investments are made with the intention of holding them till they mature, but with the ability to liquidate should the funds be needed at any time. And so Ms. Williams needs us to vote this through to keep this on file. But basically, if we have funds that we don't need immediately, we want to put them in something that,
right.
Some of our investments are longer term with the Lone Star Investment Pool. Some of them are shorter, interest-bearing accounts. But we do have to have the policy. And I have to write down on here who made the motion and who seconded the motion. So I'll take a motion.
First, if it's okay.
So, yes.
It says for 2020-21, but 2020 is already behind us. Is this for the rest of the fiscal year? Is that what the deal is?
I don't know.
Because I wonder how you can set a policy for a year that's already over.
I guess it, you can ratify and confirm a policy you've already been doing. I don't know. Ms. Williams isn't here to explain this. I just know this is the one she wants, and the calendar year for fiscal purposes of the county is not the same.
Right.
It's like the Roman calendar, because our budget year is like October 1 to October 1. So when you see these things, they've always got 2 years on them.
Okay.
And I think we can't go past into 2022 yet, because that's the next budget after the one we're working on.
Well, that's what I thought. Maybe it was for the rest of the fiscal year. I realized the county's fiscal year does not run the same as the calendar.
Yes.
So I was thinking maybe it was effective to do September 30th, the end of the fiscal year. Would that be correct?
That would be correct.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll make the motion to approve the Upstate County investment policy for 2020 and 2021.
Second.
Okay. I'm writing this down. So motion and a second that we approve the Upstate County investment policy for the 2020-2021 fiscal year. And The way I'm reading that, since part of the fiscal year is the end of 2020, that's probably why it's 2020, 2021. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 7, discuss and take action to appoint Upshur County Sick Leave Pool Board members. Ms. Vic has turned in. Please place the following items on the Commissioner's Court agenda. Well, we've gotten lots of homework today. Do y'all know the names we're putting on there?
Yes, sir. Two members were already on, Holly Lightborn and Dan Frost, and then we added one new member, Bricky Bunn.
Jan Frost and who?
And you added Brittany Bunn, huh?
Yes.
Do we need to reappoint the two that's already on there, or just appoint these two?
They're in your paperwork. There's one for each member.
Uh-huh. I thought you said Jan Frost?
Yes.
Yeah, Jan Frost.
Brittany Bond.
Tommy Halter.
All right.
Jan Frost.
My bad, sorry. So the third one will be Brittany Bond. Take a motion.
Motion to appoint Holly Hawthorne, Jan Frost, Brittany Bunn, Upshur County Sick Leave Pool Board.
Second.
Motion in 2 seconds that we appoint Brittany Bunn, Jan Frost, and Holly Hawthorne to the Upshur County Sick Leave Pool. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 8, discuss and take action to accept for recording the Indian Rock Estate subdivision plat.
This is a subdivision they're going to put in at 154 and Finch, there at the corner. It's going to be four lots. And I recommend that we accept this subdivision plat. I make a motion that we take action to record the Indian Rock Estate subdivision plat.
Mr. Jordan, you had, is this okay with you?
I have not seen it. This is first. When I got the agenda, was first I heard about it.
All right. What kind of road are they putting in there, Mr. Dolly?
On the plant, it looks like they're going to be operating off of 154 and Finch Road. Two plats back there. It looks like about four houses. Looks like it's all going to go in there.
So there won't be any county road used?
Finch Road.
Except fence, it's already there.
But it doesn't be inside the southern village.
No.
All the blocks
no.
touch
they're
the county road.
They all touch county road.
All right. Take a second.
Second.
Most in a second, we approve for recording the Indian Rock Estate subdivision plat. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 9, discuss and take action to approve the Guardian RFID system agreement between Codex Corporation, DBA Guardian RFID, and Upshur County Sheriff's Office. Mr. Sheriff Webb.
What this is an upgraded change from our current electronic inmate monitoring system. It's also what we're looking at going to. Also has a medical module in it, and it will also have an interface built, well, it's already built, that will be able to interface with our current jail management program, too. Basically, it's just electronic monitoring of the cells when they do their cell checks. Also, any movement of inmates inside the jail or if they go to court, all that can be documented where they are. If we have to move them inside of the jail into a different cell, that will also interface with our current jail management system. And if there's any prescriptions or meds or anything medical, that will also be kept on there as the jailers go around working on the floor. So I will be paying that with the inmate welfare fund, and it will be no cost or added to a budget item increase.
Will that also continue for the next year too? Will you continue?
Yes, the initial price that we're gonna pay is $29,835.35. That's the initial pay. Okay. Once we sign the contract with them, on the execution of the contract, we'll be paying $7,458.75, and that will be in four different installments as we reach stages of the implementation of the new program, which also includes training for everybody on site. They'll come down, they'll implement the program, and then also train the jailers on it and everything like that. And as we hit those milestones, we will be paying that in those installments. Then every year there's a renewal, and the renewal will be $6,895, which we will also be paying for on the anniversary of our go-live date for the new program each year also.
Thank you, sir.
Sheriff, this basically documents y'all are doing the required cell checks and also cuts down on paper, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the Guardian RFID system agreement between Code Corporation, DBA, Guardian RFID, and Upshur County Sheriff's Office.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the Guardian RFID system agreement with the Upshur County Sheriff's Office to be utilized in the jail. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you, Sheriff. Number 10, discuss and take action to appoint one commissioner to the Emergency Services District Number 1 of Upshur County.
I make a motion that we...
Hold on just a second. To fulfill the vacancy left by Bubba DeBerry?
Yes, sir.
So this is just one vacancy. And then we've got three eminently qualified candidates. Mike Fennell's been mentioned, Scott Mishnick has been mentioned, and Claudia Henson. And so we only have one. I started to bring a coin, but I don't think I have one to flip. So
I guess we don't have to say a name.
We need to discuss. How do y'all want to do this?
Let's just
take different motions or just, you know, I don't know.
We don't have to.
Yeah. That or we put all three in the names in and somebody draw them.
That's not.
Like an arm wrestle.
I'm really serious when, you know, this is really one or all three of you guys. Yeah. We could use you. And I guess we need to start doing some kind of deal where we just have an ongoing list to rotate people up and on. So,
Judge, did the other two, Mr. Bisnick and Mr. Fennell, did they ask for the appointment as Mr. Henson did?
They asked the appropriate people with emergency management, Okay. And they asked the commissioner's court. So all three candidates have made known through appropriate channels they're willing to serve. I don't know if some of them got conned into volunteering to do it. And so I'm just, this is the hardest thing to me in a while when there's three right ways to go. I just want to tell y'all that. Because I've seen what all of y'all have done, you know, in the past. So,
Judge. So just so the court's aware, and I understand y'all have several people to pick from, the ESD board will be glad with whoever y'all choose without an issue. All three of the candidates are qualified people to be on that board. Just so y'all are aware though, at the end of this fiscal year, we will have another opening for Mr. Tackett, who will be going off of the board based on living in the new ESDs.
So that'll be in October or November?
At the end of the not fiscal year for the calendar year.
At the end of this calendar year,
So Mr. Tackett will be going off, and he will not be eligible to be reappointed. So we will still have an opening. So whoever is still left, hopefully we can keep those folks in mind, and maybe at the end of the year, they'll still be willing to help.
Do you know all three candidates?
Yes.
Just don't let Mr. Nichols get away with anything. So all three of them are eminently qualified to serve, correct?
Yes, sir.
I guess we need to go down the board and everybody say a name. It's the only fair way to do it.
Well, I want to hear y'all say it first.
Well, my motion would be for Claudia Henson.
Mine would be for Scott Mission.
Mine would be for Mike Fennell.
Claudia Henson.
Why don't y'all do like you did to me and just put them in a room and let them
have some questions? Because you did too well today. So you got two Claudias.
See what I'm saying? So look what's happening.
We could put their names in a hat and let one of these ladies draw the name out.
That's kind of what I'm inclined to do. Y'all go ahead and make a motion. The floor is open for motions.
I already did.
I second it.
Most and a second, we appoint Claudia Henson to the board, Emergency Services District Board. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Okay. What's the next motion?
I make a motion we appoint Mike Fennell to the Emergency Services District.
All right. Do I have a second? Motion dies for lack of a second.
I make a motion to promote Scott Mishnick for ESD Board number one.
Second.
Most and a second to appoint Scott Mishnick. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
All right. There you have that. Now, so we don't have consensus.
Can we give it to the ESD board to vote?
No.
No, sir.
We can put two names forward, and it'll be a break.
I would like y'all to say to make a motion just to put the three names in a hat.
I make a motion we put three names in a hat and draw one out, and they'd be the selected one.
Second.
All right, most and a second, we put the three names in a hat and draw at random for who's going to be appointed. Those in favor of that method, please indicate.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
Okay, that passes 3-2, so that's what we'll do. We'll do it after a while.
After everybody leaves?
No, I don't want y'all to leave. I'm just saying, you know, I didn't know it would come down to this, and it's going to take a minute, and we've got some ladies for Tyler we need to hear from. So I brought my pocket knife. I can make some cards. And then number 11 is to hear from Employee Benefits Consulting concerning a six-month review of Upshur County Employee Insurance Benefits Plan. And thank you all for coming.
And I know I haven't been here in a while, so I mean, you took me to the bottom of the agenda. Are you mad at me or something?
Well, because you skipped out on the last one, so.
You didn't want me here. I was like calling earlier. So, we just want to come in and give a 6-month review and just kind of talk through where the plan is running towards budget. We've done this the last couple of years since we had a health plan. It's all good news right now. We're running under budget. We're in our 7th month of the plan year, so this is the time where we start really kind of digging in every month and preparing for open enrollment and renewal. So just the first page is very high level. On the top it says annual PEPM claim cost. So that's annual per employee per month claim cost. So if you look at last plan year, you can see medical, I broke it out, medical, pharmacy, dental, and fixed, but, $1,263 PUPM last year, and we're down to $1,241 right now.
which is great. We don't have any mega-large claimants we're concerned about. We've got one that we're in case management, actively managing. It's an oncology case. He's doing really well. We did have a $17,000 drug pop-up last week that we are not allowing to hit the plan, but we will get it into a patient assistance program so the member does get access to the drug. We just don't want to hit the plan because $17,000 right. times 12, we can do the math on that. So we're actively working on that. Paige and I were actually just sitting here talking about when we're going to be able to get that.
How's our lasers doing?
We don't have any lasers.
Right really?
Now. Yeah. Yeah, we don't.
So we've gone from 3 to 4 to 9.
4 to 9, yeah.
Really?
And that's why I wanted to get this. You know, we know that the member needs this drug, but if I were to let that drug hit the plan, we would have had a laser renewal. Sure. But I don't foresee any issues for upcoming renewals. So I'd really like, you know, the next probably couple months with the HR gals to do some talking to each department, maybe talk to Mr. Jordan, Mr. Webb, and really talk about, hey, I don't want to open it up to a grievance festival, but you know, if anybody's having any issues with the plan, what improvements do we want to make at open enrollment, if any changes?
So, not having the lasers could help financially for us to move
absolutely.
Forward.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, I will say, you know, everybody knows last year, COVID was a just crazy year. It could have gone one way that people weren't getting elective surgery, or the other way where we had a $1 million COVID claimant in the hospital. Luckily, we didn't have any huge COVID claimants. I think our largest one was about 150 grand. Which, relatively speaking, I've seen $2 million COVID claims. So nothing to worry about right now moving towards open enrollment. Again, we'll just start every other month coming in and giving y'all the financials and talking to the HR team on any improvements that the employees want to make. And so that's all good news right now. So nothing too exciting to talk about, which is a good thing. Any questions? I could go into all of this. I figured I would just look at it and then ask me questions.
Mr. Womble had his hand up.
Yes, sir.
It's not about y'all.
Oh.
I do think Commissioner's Court needs to push that the deal about Medicare at age 65. I just had a stent put in. The estimate was $60,000 and my out of pocket was zero.
And we actually negotiated that down to 22. Thank you very much.
Down to what?
22.
I'm not with y'all.
Yeah. Oh, it's not you? We just had a stent put in 2 weeks ago.
That was me, but it wasn't y'all. Not unless you're Medicare and you're.
Oh, no, we need Medicare though. Yeah.
If you're not Aetna, then you had nothing to do.
Believe me, I do not want to be Aetna. So you're pleading the case that we've been talking about. That, you know, we can't, again, I don't want to open up Pandora's box on Medicare again, but we cannot actively force anybody off the plan. It's more of giving them the option because if you would have been on the county health plan, your out-of-pocket maximum, you would have had to pay $1,500 for that procedure, right? Because of the out-of-pocket maximum, if you pay what?
Zero.
Exactly.
Now, thank you for taking that leap of faith.
Me too. I mean,
thank you for taking that leap.
A lot of our members are civic. Or county employees are civic minded, as is Mr. Rommel.
We can do that analysis if you guys want to get. Remember how we brought in last year and we did the modeling of if we the Medicare people went to a supplement and not on the health plan? I think it was about 400 claims that we would have saved. So,
it's nice to go to the doctor and say, oh, you have a supplement. It doesn't cost you anything.
Well, and also to that note, if we start working on that right now, if we go to the stop-loss carrier saying, hey, we've gotten these claims off and these members are off, our stop-loss renewal is going to go down.
Damn.
I mean, we'll probably get a 10 to 15% decrease if we do that. And the Medicare folks are getting a better benefit. Because your deductible is, what, $206 a year right now for supplement?
Yeah, but see, the county pays it.
Yeah, so you don't have any out-of-pocket.
That's exactly right.
Okay. We'll work on that for our next meeting, so we'll do that again, that exercise. And we can even do another Medicare meeting like we did last year. That works
for
you guys.
We currently have, I think, 6 employees that have opted to go off the
plan. It's
amazing.
Yep, it's really good. I remember when we first started working with you guys, it was just a mess.
And they're all very happy. Yeah. And they get a check from the county each month to reimburse.
Yeah, but the thing I'm hoping everybody sees, and I think, really, we've got a de facto policy here, and I told the voters I'll never make anybody give up anything that they like. It's strictly voluntary. No wrong answers. So, you know, I know how it is. I pray that they'll refill my scripts. If you're lucky just to get the drugstore to have it ready, then you have to go you know. So, I mean, people get their life lined out to where they know where to get their treatment and their scripts. We've done a lot of things, I think, that's in the right direction with these health care
expenses. Yeah, and I think the program that you guys, with the med shop, like we did a couple of other groups, that's been so successful. So let's give an example. Yesterday we had a gentleman that the doctor increased the insulin, but the med shop didn't understand kind of what was written. We had it resolved within, I think, 30 minutes, sorry, with the med shop. And so we can't do that with Walgreens and Longview. So I think that program has been super successful.
Last time we talked about doing it too, also with the pharmacy that's in Diana.
Yes, yeah.
About reaching out with her to try to help the employees that live on that side of the county. So,
that's all we have.
Well, all righty.
Thank you for your hard work.
Thank you.
Thank y'all for coming. So you're going to stay.
My name is what I
want to know. Y'all. Yeah, it's a bit neutral person.
There'll be about 30 votes on that before they settle
out. Paige?
Yeah, I'll draw.
You sure can't do this on jury deliberations. But you can on this.
That'd be fun.
Okay. Who's it gonna be?
Okay, everybody, I've got three names wadded up into little spitballs.
Pressure.
Okay.
Okay. Do I need to read it aloud?
Yeah.
Claudie Henson. So.
Claudie Henson, there he is.
Well,
meant to be. Okay, you other guys.
There you go.
Look forward to being the next appointment. Okay, the two that any one of you three are good guys. Maybe we need some ladies on this, like Joe Biden, so I'd have two. Okay, take a motion.
I make a motion to appoint Claudia Henson to the ESD board.
Second.
ESD number one.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second that we appoint Claudia Henson to fulfill the vacancy of the ESD board number one created by Bubba DeBerry. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Democracy and work. Go tell Congressman Fallon. They know how to get consensus.
I videoed it.
Yeah.
Did you really?
We can take our dice up there and roll. All right. Item 12.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second, we adjourn. Those in favor say aye. Aye, we're adjourned.